Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Phone number, if you'd like to join us, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's
Richie Rich
and
the Captain
and
Clockless Mountaineer.
That's right. We're sans one host today, so we've replaced him with a chair and a clock and a speaker. So, and we've named him Clockless Mountaineer.
Which doesn't make sense, because he's a clock.
Right, so he's not clockless.
Yeah, but whatever.
Probably not going to be doing any mountaineering anytime soon, either.
We should post the picture of Clockless Mountaineer with the beard to, like, the Free Talk Live social media.
I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I can make that happen. It'll be after the show.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
I can do that. But speaking of thanking people, you're like, wait, were we talking about that?
No, I saw you pick up the paper.
But I'm going to now.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you to somebody named Sean Paul. Now, normally I'd make a joke about don't trust a man with two first names, but in this case,
okay,
I'm giving him a pass because Sean Paul is a silver level amplifier. What does that mean? What does it mean to be a Free Talk Live amplifier? Well, Sean Paul has visited amps.freetalklive.com and voluntarily decided to give us $5 a month in order to help advertise, market, promote, and support. That's what AMPS stands for. Advertise, market, promote, and support. Where does that money go? Well, it goes directly into my beer fund. No, it doesn't. It goes to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. We're currently on about 180 radio stations. We could be on 200, 250, 300, not out of the question. It's all up to you. If you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the perspective of peace, liberty, prosperity, and freedom that we bring, please consider becoming an amplifier and helping us spread the message of freedom over at amps.freetalklive.com. It's a Patreon-type of setup, so there's different levels. You can give more than five. We only ask for five, but you can give more. There's different perks that you get for different levels of giving and that kind of stuff, but that's not why you should give. You should give because you want to help spread the message of freedom and you enjoy the show. So thank you to Sean Paul. We appreciate you.
Still the best use of your Liberty Dollar, and not the Liberty Dollar. But
yeah. God, I wish I had one of those.
The which one?
Item, the Von Nauhaus one.
Oh, I know that, but yeah. There was like the paper dollar, the warehouse receipt.
No, the coin.
Yeah, okay.
The silver dollar looking thing.
I've got one of those somewhere.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get in on that back in the day.
I've got a few. I bought like, I don't know how many I have, but I have kind of like the gift set.
Yeah.
Right, like the different sizes and weights going down.
I recently, so once upon a time, I got a friend of mine interested in Bitcoin.
Okay.
Back before I even moved here, so at least 5 years ago, probably 8 years ago, 10 years ago, something like that. And he'd been talking about it. He didn't get into it. He didn't end up getting any or acquiring any. But because he'd been talking about it 1 year for Christmas, like his uncle gave him like $10 in Bitcoin, and this was in the
and now he's a millionaire. Oh
no,
not that.
This is
ago.
In one of these certificate looking things. It's real official looking.
Okay,
it's got a little pull tab thing that you got to pull to reveal the code, the QR, and all that stuff under it, and that kind of a thing. And he ended up giving it to me. Like he regifted it.
Okay,
his uncle gave it to him because he'd been talking about it, and he's like, "Well, here, I got you something." And he knew that I was into it because I got him talking about it. And he was like, "Well, here, dude, it's Christmas. Here, let me give this to you." So time goes by, and I do the calculation. I'm like, all right, well, this $10 is now worth, I don't remember how much it was, $150, something like that. And so I went ahead and I gave my friend, we'll call him Chris, because I have so many friends named Chris. We call him Steve, too, because I got so many friends named Steve. But I gave my friend Chris back his $10, except with appreciation. Right. Okay. So I gave him 150 in Bitcoin, right? And he was like, "No way, dude." And I'm like, "Hell yeah, dude." And so he was super happy about getting, you know, because I basically was like, you know, a savings account for him at that point.
Okay.
And so I gave him 150, but I only gave it to him. I didn't give it to him from the certificate, right? You see, I just had some Bitcoin of my own, and I did the calculation. I'm like, "Hey, remember that $10 that you gave me on the certificate?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Well, it's worth like 150. So what's your Bitcoin address?" And he's like, "Oh, it's this." And I sent him 150.
Did you still have the certificate?
I still had the certificate.
Did you pull the tab?
Now, I did recently, but after this occurred. The reason that I did it was because there is somewhere a spreadsheet or a database that has the keys. And so if I didn't pull the tab and move it into a wallet into my possession, there's a chance that somebody still has access to that database that originally spit these certificates out.
Okay.
You see, that has those keys. And so if I didn't move it and secure it, I was taking a risk.
All right.
I, however, kept the certificate
for
nostalgia purposes.
I was going to suggest more that if you still had the certificate, that would be one of those every year you just re-gift it back to him, and the next year he gives it back to you. And then at some point, like, one of you either, like, pulls it because you're in a pinch or whatever.
Yeah.
Or whoever outlasts the other guy gets it in the end.
I'm pretty sure it was a result of, like, whenever I bought my house, it was a result of me, like, moving and, like, going through all of my stuff during the move. And I was like, "Oh, yeah." Right? And I kind of remembered that. And then I did the calc. And I'm like, "You know what? I'm going to give it back to him."
Yeah.
Right? You know, "Hey, dude, you gave this to me as a gift, but I'm going to gift it back." He's like, "Yeah." So I thought it was cool. He thought it was cool, too. But then I was reading up on it. And, like, yeah, there's more than one person that has that information.
Okay.
Right? And the fact that it exists somewhere means that somebody has access to it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I think I'll just secure it now.
And I mean, there were the Cassatius coins, too.
I didn't get one of those.
Okay. Either.
Yeah. I wasn't here.
Those were the early stages of trying to, like, wedge Bitcoin back into the current monetary system.
Yeah.
We need to have paper and coinage.
Yep. Yep. I mean, and all great ideas, you know, unnecessary, but now, at least. So at any rate, what have we been talking about, Richard? We've been talking about all sorts of stuff.
Well, the AI-generated law in Brazil.
That's right.
Where we left off.
So, yeah, ChatGPT has apparently written some legislation. What did they say? An ordinance in Brazil.
To protect the people, though.
This guy, Ramiro Rosario, didn't tell anybody. Like, he had ChatGPT concoct something to prevent the city from charging taxpayers to replace their water meters if the water meters get stolen. Apparently, there's something valuable in these meters that gets them stolen. I assume some precious metal or some component that, you know, nets money. But he didn't tell anybody, and then the thing passed, and it went into effect on November 23rd.
What does this suggest about ChatGPT, though? Right, that it can put together a well articulated paragraph of information.
That's a good.
Like, what are we reading into this? It fooled politicians, okay, but if he prompted it to write, you know, a bill with this parameters,
you know,
and it did, you know. Okay, so what? That's what it does. It takes your parameters and it crafts words.
I think the thing that would, you know, make most people perk up is like, are the robots going to start making laws?
Well, they would have to be autonomous on their own, right? He fed a prompt with a very specific goal in mind, and it formulated the words to articulate for him.
So well that nobody noticed.
Yeah.
Apparently. Or, like most politicians, they just didn't read it. They're like, "Sure, we'll pass that.
Fine.
Oh, it looks formatted, right?"
Well, and again, that's why I asked how long it was, because it may have been just been, you know, a paragraph or two on a page, and then who cares, right?
Yeah. The article continues, Porto Alegre, with a population of 1.3 million, is the second largest city in Brazil's south. The city council president, Hamilton Sossmeyer,
That's a name.
It'd be better if it was Sauce Meister, and he was a drunk.
Okay.
Like, you know, you got a sort of a fulfill your
or
destiny.
Or Premier Chef.
Oh, yeah. It's spelled S-O-S-S-M-E-I-E-R. Okay. So it's, yeah. Anyway, Hamilton Sossmeyer found out that Rosario had enlisted ChatGPT to write the proposal when the councilman bragged about the achievement on social media on Wednesday.
What if it's a hoax?
The story is so good.
He'll come out next week and be like, no, I wrote it. I was just booming y'all.
Sossmeyer initially told local media that he thought it was a dangerous precedent.
All right.
Hey, guess what? A language model can write better legislation than you politicians.
Well, that might not even be true, right? It's just, it follows the prompt. It's articulate.
The AI large language models that power chatbots like ChatGPT work by repeatedly trying to guess the next word in a sentence and are prone to making up false information.
See?
Just like people.
Well, which is why you got to read it. But if you're passing if you're doing a history report, right, you may not want to rely on ChatGPT.
Yeah.
But if you're doing a creative endeavor, and this is the starting point,
yeah,
and you can go, you know, if you're doing fiction.
That's an interesting point, because usually, at least it's been my experience thus far, that a new technology arrives, and the first place it gets utilized is art.
Yeah.
Right, so, like, audio, right? Oh, you know, software is changing the recording industry, right? And it has, well, I don't know, 30 times or something since I've been alive, right? New technology comes out, you know? I can't tell you how many format changes I've been through as a person.
Or actual art, right? I forget what the prominent one that just creates images is.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So this phenomenon of making up false information is called hallucination. Believe it or not.
All right.
So ChatGPT, when it makes up fake stuff, is called hallucination. All chatbots sometimes introduce false information when summarizing a document. It says all and then sometimes. That's a really well-written sentence. Ranging from about 3% of the time for the most advanced GPT model to a rate of about 27% for one of Google's models, according to recently published research by the tech company Vectara. In an article published on the website of Harvard Law School's Center of Legal Profession earlier this year, Andrew Perlman, dean at Suffolk University Law School, wrote that ChatGPT may portend an even more momentous shift than the advent of the Internet, but also warned of its potential shortcomings.
So we don't have to get into it, nor am I suggesting we switch, but I did have this headline as part of show prep. Psychologists find sleep can distort our memories. Right,
I have that in show prep. Yeah,
I know, I get it, but I'm not saying we have to get into it. I'm just saying I want to relate it to the ChatGPT, right? Okay. Creating these hallucinations when humans are just as prone to the same sort of error.
Yeah,
right. With false memories.
Yeah, and these false memories go back like research on that. I mean, I remember reading stuff about that as a kid, where, like, you know, 10 people were involved in a Cessna went down,
yep,
you know, crashed somewhere. And then when people were interviewed about that after they got to safety or whatever, they all recalled it differently.
Yeah.
Right? They, like, almost none of them, their stories jived. They all had different memories of what happened and what sequence and who did what and who didn't do, yep, stuff and all that kind of stuff. So
they warn you about that if you're ever in, like, an armed conflict with a firearm. Right? Your body goes to, like, physiological changes. And your temporal perception shifts,
mm-hmm,
and you don't know how things happened and in what order.
Yeah.
It just goes out the window.
It happened to me the first time I ever stepped on stage with an electric guitar and a band.
Okay.
Like, time just slowed down. Like, we're playing speed metal. Right?
Okay.
Like, just, yeah, ripping. And, like, it felt like we were playing everything at half speed.
You were in the zone.
I was young at the time, and me and the other guitar player, we used to do this bit during the opening song where we'd pogo.
Okay.
And that's just jumping up and down while you're playing, right?
Okay.
But, you know, just using basically your ankles, not like,
got it,
you know, kind of a thing.
Wasn't sure what it was.
Yeah. And so we're doing the pogo at the pogo part of the song, and we kind of almost pogo into each other, but we see that that's about what we're about to do. And so we sort of, you know, lean back the other way, but both of us simultaneously, as a result of, trying to avoid the collision, fall down.
Nice.
With our guitars. And I thought, oh, no, we've ruined the show, right? And, like, I'm kind of still hitting strings and stuff. And so is he. Like, yeah, because I'm on the ground, kind of half on my side, half on my back. And so is he. And so I kind of get up on one leg, and then I kind of get up on another leg, and I finally stand up. We keep playing. I'm like, oh, man, we've totally ruined the show. And we keep playing. We finally end the song or whatever. We continue with our set, and we get done. We took video of that. And I think the next time we had rehearsal, which is probably the next day, or at least unloading the van, we
got to practice this now.
We put the video in, and I'm still like, no, we totally botched that opening song. What's the video? It took like a second. Like it was poga, 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 fall down, get up. Right? Yes. Like bam. And like almost like the drummer kept going, singer kept going, we kept going, so like no one even noticed.
Nice.
Except us. Right?
Because you're in the moment.
Time had just slowed down, the temporal illusion. That distortion where, like, we're playing, you know, arguably a three-minute song. It felt like it took a half an hour. So
I will say this. When I got hit by a car,
you know,
my light did not flash before my eyes and nothing slowed down. Like, I did not experience
anything.
I just woke up later.
I was in a van. My brother was driving. The road turned to ice. There was a coating of snow on the road. There was no salt down. This is in Wisconsin. I was 19 or so years old. And this tandem semi jackknifes in front of us. And we end up crashing the front of the van into the back corner of this tandem semi.
Okay.
And I wasn't wearing my seatbelt. Neither was my brother. I thought I was going to die. And so I braced my hand up against the dashboard. Right, and I was like, I'm going to keep my eyes open as long as I can, because if I'm going to die, I want to see how I die.
And feel your arms snap.
Right, and so the crash happens. I don't, like, I have this blank, right? Like,
yep.
Like here comes the semi. I don't have any memory. I don't have any, like, usually my memories, I can hear stuff because I'm an auditory guy. I have no memory of the crash itself, other than, like, next thing I know, I'm in between both of the seats. In between the van seats on the floor.
Okay.
And I hit my back on the driver's seat. My brother's still in the driver's seat. He's holding the steering wheel in his hand, but the steering wheel is now detached.
Okay.
From, like, it's in his lap. Yeah. We're both covered in glass, right? And I'm worried about, because it was kind of a busy highway, I'm worried about people ramming into us. Yeah. So, like, I'm trying to drag my brother out, and so we get out and all that kind of stuff. And we ended up, you know, we're okay. My back, that's how I originally screwed up my back.
Okay.
But went to the hospital. They're like, oh, your x-ray is good and whatever. But, like, it hasn't been the same since then.
Yep.
But I wanted to see. I was like, well, this is how I go. But, that's how it went.
Yep. Nope. I saw the headlights. I heard the smash. And then I woke up. That's it.
Wow.
No flash. No It's not like the headlights got real slow as it came. There was just nothing.
Yeah. Every now and again, I get behind a semi and I'm like, should I turn off and, you know, should I pass this guy? I just don't like, you know, when it's winter. I just don't like, now I'm a little paranoid of the semis, especially the tandem ones. This is, for those who don't know, it's a semi-truck with two of the trailers attached to it. Not just one. Not a normal semi-truck with, like, the cab and then one cargo trailer.
Yep.
This is a cab with one cargo trailer and then another one attached to that. So, yeah.
I try to get ahead, because if they're going to wreck, I want them to wreck behind me and impede everybody else.
Let's see. We've got someone calling. Unscreened caller, what's your name, please?
Hi, this is Kurt from Michigan.
Hey, Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live. What is on your mind?
Well, I would like to talk about base liberty tenets. Go down to Libertarianism 101 if we can.
Okay.
I know we get new listeners all the time, and I think that this is something worth covering.
Okay. What are base libertarian tenets?
Well, base liberty tenets would be those tenets outside of which, when you step, you are stepping away from liberty.
Is this more than just the non-aggression principle?
Well, it kind of, obviously, it all intertwines, right?
Okay.
Like, I guess the first thing we'd have to agree on what the base liberty tenets are, right? Because liberty is an agreement, right?
Well, you just defined it. Those things that which you step out, you are stepping out of liberty.
But I mean, Well, that's defining what. But yes, well, let's say, for instance, I believe that self-ownership is a base liberty tenet.
Okay.
Right. So each right-bearing entity owns themselves, and as a result of which they own their skills, their time, their abilities, and their talents, and own everything that they trade for that. And anybody that steps in between that without the permission of the participants is committing an aggression against liberty. Would you consider that a base liberty tenet?
I would, Richie.
I'll accept it for now, but so go on.
Okay.
Would you believe or consider consent to be a base libertarian tenet?
Yes.
Richie?
That kind of spells it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. A second base liberty tenet that I would think would be there are no gradient rights, right? Like, everybody has the same level of rights. Now, we may not have rights in the exact same thing. Like, I may have rights to this property that you don't have, but we all possess the right to acquire property justly.
Okay.
What would be a gradient right? Is there an example of one that you can give to our audience?
Sure, the way we used to treat African Americans.
Or that cops can speed to catch up to you.
You can't own property. You can't, participate in the process.
Okay.
These types of things.
Okay. So, right. Exclusionary rights.
Correct.
Okay.
I will disagree on that premise only because this is where it would be nice to have Peakless here instead of Clockless sitting in his chair. My personal philosophy or opinion is that rights don't exist. They're, for lack of a better term, a social construct. And a
fiction. Well, as is language and mathematics, right? But those help move society forward, as do rights.
Talking about rights is conceptually useful, but I don't believe that anyone has quote unquote rights.
Interesting.
Only to the from what I've heard, only to the ability to for themselves to defend them. Correct.
Yeah. Like, if you can't defend it, you don't have a right.
A person in a wheelchair has no rights in your estimation.
I don't think anybody really has rights in my estimation. That's why I consider it a fiction.
Okay.
Right? You can shout from the rooftops that I have a right to life until someone shoots you in the head.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have the right to life. It was just aggressive again.
Yeah, which is a great fiction.
Hey, I feel like you have more to say. Do you want to hang on?
Please.
All right. Stand by. We'll bring you back after this. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. We'll talk more about base libertarian tenets and acts of fiction in the human mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden accused Republicans of attempting to use him to destroy his father's presidency during a podcast interview with musician Moby. Biden, who recently faced tax crime charges in California, claimed that Republicans are targeting him to cause a pain that would be challenging for his father, the president, to handle, ultimately harming the presidency. When asked about his limited public defense, Biden mentioned his desire to maintain a low profile to avoid giving Republicans additional ammunition against him or his father.
Millions of individuals across the eastern United States are expecting to experience the impact of a significant storm this weekend. Meteorologists predict the storm will extend over 1,200 miles from the Gulf Coast to the Canadian border. Potential snow in the north and the formation of severe thunderstorms accompanied by heavy rain and strong winds throughout the eastern region are expected to intensify through Saturday night and reach full strength by Sunday. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. It's the final segment of the Saturday night edition. Might still be time for you if you want to call 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Richie Rich.
And
Clockless Mountaineer.
Yeah, Clockless Mountaineer over there. He hasn't really said much tonight, but...
He just keeps ticking away.
Well, dang, he looks good.
Yeah.
What were we doing? Oh, we were talking to, oh my gosh, caller, I've forgotten your name. What is it?
Kurt.
Kurt, thank you. We were talking to Kurt about rights and human constructs and that type of a thing. Rich, pick a...
I reject that we have rights. I acknowledge that they are useful in discussing certain topics. So the fundamental rights that people discuss is life, liberty, and property. But we know that those can be aggressed against, attenuated, or what have you. So you don't have a right to life. You have a life if you can defend it.
Or right? For as long as you do.
Or as long as you defend it. Right. You don't have liberty. You don't have a right to liberty. You have liberty as long as you can defend it for as long as you can defend it.
Or as long as you exercise it.
Sure. You don't have a right to property. You have property so long as you can defend it against any and all aggressors.
So, Kurt, what do you have to say?
Well, that would be, the reality of this situation, given that, might does make right in our world.
Yeah,
but
it does.
In a society where liberty is respected, You know, because again, we have a whole host of abstracts that come together to make humanity greater than itself. You know, mathematics, science, medicine. These are all things that are just ideas in people's heads.
Yeah.
Right? But there's no doubt that they move society forward, and we find that those societies that respect rights end up being far more prosperous. And therefore, I think that it's worth respecting these rights in order to raise the prosperity of people.
Right. Not just the rights, but if you respect other people's life, if you respect other people's liberty, and you respect other people's property, then there's no need for them to defend it against you.
Correct. Okay.
But you don't have a right.
But there always will be. I mean, the fact of the matter is even without the mass crime that government creates and commits, there would still be crime. The question is to whom does the retribution belong?
Be more specific.
You know, our society belongs to the government, right?
Okay.
I believe it belongs to the victim, but our society, the government takes ownership of that retribution.
Sure.
Yeah, they claim a monopoly on, well, the court system, you know, all that kind of stuff.
They have a right to violence.
So I've got a third liberty tenet, if you don't mind me putting it out there.
Sure.
No right-bearing entity can stay within the confines of liberty while extracting their daily, you know, resources from somebody that is not consenting to it.
So violation of consent.
It's long-winded, but yeah.
I'm on board.
Okay. So I believe that every once in a while, Free Talk Live posits a position that I think does not reflect these base liberty tenets. The one in particular I'd like to bring up is the River Dave situation.
Okay.
And I don't know if you want to recap that. I guess he was living on somebody else's property with permission.
Yep.
The property changed hands.
Yep.
And the new property owner no longer wanted him there.
Okay.
And he had every right to ask him to leave. And I think that the person, not that Free Talk Live denigrated the property owner, but they certainly exalted the person who was extracting their resources from somebody without their permission.
Talk. Go on. Be more concrete with your examples, because I'm having trouble following the abstract.
Well, so situation
River Dave lived on somebody else's property and
we got
had
that
a shack
part.
Built there. And as a result of that, this person was going to incur higher bills through taxation.
Okay.
You know, and not only that, but they had this thing that they may or may not want, this structure on their property that they may or may not want.
Okay.
My understanding of that situation, and I could be wrong, is that everything you've said, you know, is correct, with the exception that there was no knowledge of River Dave passed on when the ownership changed hands. So River Dave got permission from owner A, right? We'll call him Bob, right?
Yep.
Bob was like, sure, River Dave, you can have a shack on my land. It's totally cool, you know, as long as you're just chilling. And he was like, sure, no problem. And then Bob sold the property to, you know, property owner
actually,
number two.
It was actually inherited. I understand Bob died and it was inherited, right?
Okay, all right. So Bob Jr.
By his brother.
Bob Jr., Bob's brother now owns the land, so ownership changes. But there was no mention of River Dave in the ownership change of hands, is my understanding.
Mention of River Dave or mention to River Dave or both?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, you know, Bob dies and, you know, the...
Steve comes along and says, hey, get off my land.
Well, Steve gets the land, has no knowledge that River Dave was given permission to be there by the previous owner. And River Dave has no knowledge that the ownership has changed.
Okay.
And so now we have this, you know, this situation... Oh, that's Kurt is now talking to us about.
Okay. And your position with regards to Free Talk Live is we picked the wrong side in that dispute.
I didn't hear anybody say that the new owner had every right to ask him to leave and River Dave should have immediately left.
Well, immediately is a strong term, right?
Well, I mean, to the extent that you can gather your things reasonably.
Yeah.
And vacate the property. Or at least, you know, tell them, indicate your intention to do so.
Yeah, I you know, I don't, can I say the D word on the air?
Well, let's use Richard.
Okay.
I mean, I think you can, but okay. Like, let's be careful.
So there's you know, I think this comes from Stefan Molyneux,
mm-hmm.
and it was generally, don't be a Richard.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're the mm-hmm. new property owner and you come across River Dave, don't be a Richard.
Right.
Right? Talk to him. See what the situation is. You know, what would the community, you know, how would the community view your actions if you were, you know, if you roughed up River Dave? It's like the ANCAP scenario of, like, if the little girl picks a daisy on your lawn, can you shoot her? Do you have the right to shoot her? Are you allowed to shoot her?
Yeah.
Well, just don't do it.
Right.
Don't be a Richard.
Well, there is an increasing level of action against a person. Obviously, the first thing is not to pull out a gun, right? If somebody is trampling your property or has done damage, you send them a letter or you speak to them.
Sure.
You've done this damage. You need to make me whole. You don't shoot the girl in the head as she's picking your daisies, right?
Right. So with River Dave, what damage was River Dave doing to the property that caused this? You know, caused Steve in our example.
It was a government. It was a government induced problem, right? The government talked to the new owner and said, hey, you got this person here. You've got an additional structure there. Your taxes are going to go up this much. Or we're going to have to send someone out to, you know, inspect it, whatever. But he was getting heat from the local government.
All right. So put the blame on the government then.
Well, the blame is on the government. But the fact of the matter is that, I mean, ultimately, the blame for everything is on the government, if you ask me. But
well, there you go.
The red thread runs through all our problems.
These two people could have peacefully coexisted. These two people could have peacefully coexisted, never being aware of each other until River Dave, like, peacefully passed on, because he was elderly to begin with, right? Except for the fact that the state came in and caused conflict between two otherwise peaceful individuals.
Well, so, again, if just because I don't know that you are extracting your resources from my property does not mean you are not in violation of my property rights. Just because you can get away with it, and I don't know.
Well, but he wasn't getting away with it. He was operating under a previous agreement that he had no known, that there was no knowledge was null and void.
That died with the old owner, right. But as long as you know, I don't know what the first meeting between them was like, but the new owner had every right to ask him to leave and to have him leave.
He had the right to ask. You can always ask, right?
Well, he had the right to an ever escalating series of steps to get him to leave.
Yeah, I mean, but then he's being a Richard in the eyes of the community, and he should be ostracized accordingly.
Hey, let the community get some property up and get the river to it. Why am I the guy that's got to do it?
Well, you inherited the property of which there was already a tenant.
So, well, he wasn't quite a tenant. He was more of a squatter.
If he had permission, he's not a squatter.
But I don't know if there's a financial agreement. A tenancy, you know, would give the idea of a contract and the exchange.
Okay, pick a word that means tenant without the financial obligation to pay a rent.
Squatter.
I don't know what that. That's not a squatter. Squatter has no right to be there.
Property?
What's that?
He's on somebody else's property. I mean, at that point, he had no permission to be there. Again, the permission died with the old owner.
Yeah, but you have to have knowledge of that, man.
True. Again, I don't know what the first meeting was like.
Yeah, but you're presuming that River Dave was told to leave and didn't, right? But up until the point that he was told to leave, he had no knowledge of the new owner. The owner had no knowledge of River Dave until the government intervened.
He was making use of media in order to be able to counteract it.
Okay.
Once he came on Free Talk Live, he knew all about it, right? He knew all about the situation, and again.
River Dave
should have.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Couple of times.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So of course he should have been making arrangements to leave somebody else's property, because again, you shouldn't be able to extract your existence out of somebody else without their permission, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And the property owner is still a Richard, and screw that guy.
Well, again, the non-aggression principle, if you believe in it, is not the measure as to whether or not you're a nice person. It's
you're right.
The measure as to whether or not you're a criminal.
You're right. But I can still hate that guy. I can still wish bad things upon that guy for being a Richard to River Dave. And I can encourage other people within the community to not do business with him. I can encourage him to leave the community for putting, you know, an elderly individual into that circumstance, or, you know, exacerbating the circumstance, right? I can say that he's a bad person that ought to die of starvation because no one's willing to feed him.
But you have to agree with, but you have to, if you're going to be within the context of liberty, you'll have to say that he had the right to do it.
Sure. And yeah. Screw him anyway.
And, you know, Free Talk Live is not infallible. We do have a variety of hosts and co-hosts, and we have been wrong before, and we'll be wrong again, I'm sure, on something at some point.
Next line, Peakless is on.
Usually there's one person that would that will bring up something, you know, contrary, you know, shed the light on that one facet.
Well,
and
this
I don't
was,
believe in this particular instance they did.
And this is why we have folks calling, right? Particularly like yourself. I've really enjoyed this call, by the way. Because, you know, it takes a variety of scenarios, it takes a variety of personalities to discuss these things and vet them out.
I've been listening so long that when I first heard of the AMP program, they were asking for help to get past the 33 stations that they were on.
Nice.
Before the move. And it's been probably about 8 or 10 years since I've called. But I listen to Free Talk Live every day. And I think it's a wonderful program. It is a wonderful service. And thank you very much for what you guys do.
Hey, Kurt, thank you so much for the call tonight. We hope to talk to you again. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us tonight. I'm trying to, like, I can't remember the specifics of what exacerbated the River Dave situation. Like, at the time, I remember being here when he called one time, and then he called another time when I wasn't here. Okay. And so those two calls, at least when, you know, the hubbub was going on, he called, I think, more than that two times into the show. But when that was going on, I'm trying to remember exactly what exacerbated the situation. I feel like it was, like, the current, you know, the new owner of the property didn't go and ask. He just immediately called police.
Oh, well, then definitely screwed that guy.
Is what I think happened, but I don't remember. I'm, you know, I don't, I've said it out loud, but, like, I don't know if that's factual or not in the situation. And that's what I find, you know, that owner being a Richard.
Yeah.
Right?
My opinions vacillate based on the information I'm provided.
Yeah.
Right, so if you say that he just called the cops on River Dave, well, then screw that guy.
Like, at least according to River Dave, right? Like, that was the impression that I got.
If
was
Steve
that,
didn't
like,
call in to defend his position within the community,
yeah,
right? Then what can you do? If you're going to make yourself an outlaw within the community of which you're operating,
yeah,
well, then tough. Then you got to start defending yourself,
right? Let's go to, I believe this is Rob in Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, what's going on, brothers?
Much, man. What's on your mind?
Well, I tell you, it's weird being the same age as old people, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to tell me, brother.
Yeah.
I know you got a couple years on me, but
young people, who needs them?
I think that River Dave was, I think he moved from Maine, didn't he?
No clue.
Yeah, I'm foggy on, like, the outcome of that.
Yeah, I remember the story, and, you know, I mean, you know, he was, you know, bullied off the property. They burned his, you know, his little shack down. It was really kind of sad.
Yeah, that's the part. Don't be a Richard, right?
Right.
There were probably more peaceful, economical ways to handle it than booting off an old guy and burning down his house.
I just consulted the magic rectangle, and from, let's see, updated August 18th of 2022, River Dave moves out of New Hampshire and returns to Maine. So,
see,
and it's from WMUR.
In that case, right, if Steve ever, like, posted anything, not online, but, like, just showed up on my property, right, it would escalate to violence real quick because he would have it coming. Oh, you're on my property now. You need to leave with a broken nose. Right? The minute he steps on anybody else's property but his own, he gets his ass beat.
So this just says Lidstone, that's River Dave, said he had to leave New Hampshire over his dispute with a different landowner since 2016 over a patch of forest near the Merrimack River that he called home for 27 years. A judge issued an injunction for him to leave after the landowner sued him, and another judge recently ruled that River Dave would receive a $500 a day fine if he didn't.
That would have went nowhere.
So apparently River Dave received more than $200,000 in donations from, you know, the public, people who were sympathetic to his story, and that's what allowed him to get his place in Maine.
And the landowner used the force of the state,
yes,
to compel action.
I don't think, my personal opinion, I don't really think that he wanted all of this attention.
River Dave? No, he probably just wanted to live out his days in a shack by the river.
Yeah, he mentioned as much online. He was like, I barely even know how to use this phone.
I remember him, calling in to Free Talk Live once or two, three times. I don't remember exactly how many times, but he was having a hard time just operating the phone.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
All right. What else is on your mind there, Rob?
Well, I'm almost finished up with my fifth decade of life.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How's it feel?
Starting my next, my sixth decade here in a couple, two or three weeks.
Oh, man. That must have been rough as a kid. Birthday right around Christmas.
Yeah, totally. That sucks. A former drummer of mine had his birthday in right around now or whatever, and he was like, dude, people go, here's your birthday and Christmas gift. I'm like, oh, you poor bastard.
You can have a Christmas present and a birthday card.
Yeah. I was thinking about this, Rob. You probably remember this. The phrase "drop a dime." Right? Meant to call authorities on a guy, right? Man, that guy dropped a dime on him, right?
Because that's how much a payphone cost.
Yeah, the payphone, right? Do you remember payphones?
Oh, yeah. God, I remember when there was no FM radio.
Now they're trying to get rid of AM radio.
Right?
What do we need this for?
Amplitude modulation. Who needs that? We have frequency modulation. Okay. Yeah. That's what it stands for.
All right. Didn't even know.
Yeah.
That's all right. If we lose, AM and FM radio, I'll just hook up my analog radio and I'll be all set.
Yeah, I've been thinking about one of the things that keeps coming up in the libertarian community is there's a group of people who do radio stuff, specifically like ham radio stuff.
Oh, you got to get some license for that.
But they have classes that you can, go and take, and I don't know if they're free or donation-based or whatever, but, it keeps coming up. And I've been thinking about doing that because, just exactly what you're saying. From listening to this show, Rob, that the FCC claims to own the air.
Well, that's so what they claim.
And if they don't claim to own it, then the FAA claims to own it.
Ham is worse.
And if they don't claim to own it, then NASA claims to own it, right? So government claims to own air, and so it's I think would behoove regular folks to educate themselves on stuff like ham radio and citizen band radio exists today.
Citizen band more is ham radio. You got to pass a test and get a license.
But I'm thinking of it not for. For fun, I'm thinking of it more as a prep.
Okay.
Right? Because when communications go down, right, if the internet were to go down for some reason, what would people do? Well, first of all, a lot of people would be like, oh my gosh, I better call. Oh, wait, I can't do that. Oh my gosh, I better get online. Oh, I can't do that.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I better send some smoke signals because most people don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Right? So what would people actually do in those situations? ham radio, citizen band radio. Like, these are the things that would continue to exist regardless of whether or not you got permission. Right. But it's the knowledge of how to operate one that I'm after, right?
That's fair.
Whether or not the license, you know, needs to be acquired or whatever. You know, I don't care about any of that. I just want the knowledge of the operation of said equipment and possibly the acquisition of said equipment for a prep.
Okay.
In that particular case.
I don't think it's unreasonably expensive to get a ham set up.
I don't think it is either, but I haven't looked into it, and it's something that keeps coming up in these, like, when I look at, like, the calendar and stuff like that, I'll see that pop up every now and again within sort of the New Hampshire libertarian community.
All right.
I think they even did something about it at Pork Fash this All year.
Right. I think that citizen band radio and ham radio, it's a different language.
It is.
You know, and... there's certain codes you got to know, and you know it's a certain way of being able to you know communicate and talk with people, and it's you know and if you got a good antenna from where you live at, you know you can talk around the whole world. I mean, 11 meter antenna will take care of that.
There you go. Like I said, citizens band seems a lot easier to get into than ham as far as permission is concerned.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, you could get yourself an Antron 99 and talk, you know, throughout the whole state and probably Massachusetts and Vermont.
We could start Ham Talk Live.
About $100. Huh?
Ham Talk Live?
Ham Talk Live.
Bring in a bunch of, like, bacon, some smoked ham, some spiral ham. Let's see what other kind of pork chops. Some kielbasa, some sausages. Hey, Rob, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you, man. 603-283-6160.
Call tomorrow?
Call tomorrow. For those of you who missed Mark Edge, we're hoping he's making a guest appearance remotely tomorrow as a co-host. So feel free to tune in. If you missed any part of tonight's show, find the archive over at freetalklive.com. Thanks. Peace.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.